Blog Talk Radio.
This is Whirl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yes, it's cold outside today here in New York City. I guess we're getting close to, if it's not already, the freezing temperature, and it's probably going to be even more cold after January, if you know what I mean. But we're going to stay a little warm over here, and I'm doing this from inside. So, before I get to the sponsor time. Okay, let's hang before I tell you about the show.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these delicious brownies at www.brownies.com. And I have to tell you that they also are making these unbelievable soft batch cookies. Okay, so we're having Catherine Lan, the very talented Taiwanese artist, who seems to display some unusual creative works. And she presently resides in Queens, in New York City, and has some of her work on display at Columbia University. Catherine also, by the way, is an excellent photographer. So we're going to talk about her art forms of, and perhaps maybe get joined by Lucia Lee, a Taiwanese-American who also resides in Queens and a curator. But we will now speak with Catherine. Okay,
hi.
Catherine, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm here. Hi, Miley.
Yes.
How are you?
So, okay. So tell us, first introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
I am a Taiwanese-born artist. I grew up in Australia, and I studied in Beijing in Central Academy of Fine Arts when I was 19. I was there for 4 years, and then I went to Paris to study at École Nationale Supérieure des Beaux-Arts for 3 years, but I was there for an extra year just to do more exhibitions and performances before I moved to the United States. So since 2007, I've been living in the States. I did an MFA program at Yale University in the painting department, and 2 years later, I moved to New York. So from 2009 until now, I have been living, working as an artist, and also teaching art in New York City.
Oh, that's great. Now, it's not when I met Marlene Yu, and she has a particular type of art that you can, you know, recognize all the time. I'm gathering that you use different art forms.
Yes, recently I experiment with various materials such as LED lights and fashion elements such as faux fur, and I also use big sheets as traditional canvas to paint on, so I can install them in the water and make performances out of them.
Oh, what do you mean by performances?
Well, I collaborated with a group of dancers and music composer, and we made a performance that's related to the botanical theme and the theme of nature, but using all these artificial methods, techniques, and materials, such as the faux fur and light and the plastic sheet. So I installed inside the water in the Botanical Garden in Queens, and we got the performance to choreograph based on the theme of nature. And the painting is about the botanical and the marine and just different semi-abstract trees and lines and plants, just things in the nature. So we started by having the performance. The music was played. We had speakers surrounding the water. It was a shallow water, and I began to step into the water, and I took out the painting, and I started waving around in the water back and forth, and the dancers joined me. All of these actions were coupled with the music, and we moved the painting out of the water, and we started waving around under the sun, which created a shadow, a colorful shadow on the floor. And we started waving around, and the lights reflect onto the architecture of the Botanical Garden. So the title was called Mist of Light and Shade. It's an exploration of colors, lights, and shades.
Well, that sounds... I'm sorry I missed that. When did you do this, by the way?
This one was done in 2015. I can't remember. I'm so busy with my other work. So this was done in the summer. And then recently I made another work that's also in response to the idea of light, which is called Rest Inside Me. It's a huge egg-shaped sculpture. It's a concave egg-shaped. So it's designed for audience to interact and to touch, to sit or meditate or rest inside. And the idea is that it's a shelter for people to just take a break from this chaotic world. And it's wrapped with furry material, faux fur, but it's very soft, to awaken the audience's feelings, our visual, haptic, and tactile senses, through the projection of saturated colors. So the audience, when the audience walk close, the lights will light up and different patterns of light will start to move. And when they sit inside, because there's a sensor, so the remixed music will be played once they sit inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is this the what's being shown at the Columbia University?
Yes, this will be shown at the Columbia University in the basement of Thorndike Hall at Teachers College next week. So if anybody is interested, please come and check it out.
Is there a fee to get in, by the way? Or no?
Oh, it's free. Yeah, it's free admission. It's a one-day group exhibition of new media, new technology, fused art. So there will be a lot of different artworks that's, you know, fused with new media. Yeah.
And after, well, after this, will you be having another show someplace?
Yes. I will be showing in the Godwin Turnbach Museum in Queens College, and in this small museum in downtown Soho in New York City. I forgot the name because I just got notified for that. So,
oh, okay.
But, yeah, I'll keep you updated.
Oh, of course. What's in terms of the one in Queens, when will that, is that the one that's in March?
Yes, that's in March.
Oh
yes.
Okay. So you won't be doing something before March? Or this one in downtown?
This one in downtown is also in March. So they're all happening at the same time. Yeah. Otherwise, it would be this other one, which is next week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm hoping we can see that. So, you know, when did you, what made you decide on the style of art that you want, that you're doing?
Well, I began as a painter. I still consider myself making these objects or painting that are like furry paintings as paintings or reliefs or relief paintings. I also make.
Right.
I also use faux fur and I stretch them onto the canvas and I use scissors to cut them away into like a semi-abstract landscape. So the idea of cutting is elimination. So because in the tradition of painting, artists basically just add materials, keep adding, and I'm interested in the idea of deletion. So that's why I started to cut. Also, how the concave egg sculpture came about is that it's like cutting out a hole from an egg-shaped sculpture, but instead it's just like concave. And I'm also inspired by the Kish popular culture and the seduction of the materialist world in the urban life. And also for this egg-shaped sculpture, it's inspired by the idea of protection, warmth and the shape of the womb, and a remix of different kinds of music, such as baby crying, piano playing from next door, or therapeutic music. So there's a mixture of different senses that the audience can feel.
Now, with that, let's say the music, are you choosing the music or things like that and sounds?
I am recording the music myself. And I'm also recording it from everyday life, such as, you know, just the train passing by. But I would also, I have a friend composer who I work with, Shuo An Chen, and we are working together as a team for the music part. So she also records some of her the everyday, because we are both interested in the idea of the sound coming from the everyday life, and we would manipulate them into therapeutic music or more like harmonious music. So, for example, the sound of the siren or New York City subway train would become the sound of, say, birds singing or heartbeat to symbolize growth of plant or nature, something like that.
Now, let me also ask you, like, now, you were born in Taiwan and then grew up in Australia, is that what you said?
Yeah.
What made you decide to come to the United States in regards to the arts? What do we have here that, you know, that
well,
you couldn't...
Well, first of all, yes. Well, as... I actually studied American art while I was in Australia, and I moved to Australia from Taiwan when I was very little. So my impression of art is always the West. Although I did go to China to study for 4 years, but I looked at a lot of like historical things, such as the tombs, like the war paintings or stone carvings from 3,000 years ago. So that also had some influence on my work and the way I make work and the way I think about art. And I come here because this is Well, New York City, first of all, is one of the biggest centers for the contemporary art world. Although, yes, there are many different other local centers. And I just feel like that there are much more opportunities for emerging young artists who would like to show something a little bit more new and a little bit different than just using the traditional medium. And I feel like New York City is a really good city for me to develop my artistic creativity.
Did you have any people that you knew in terms of, you know, that's a big move. Just a move.
Yes.
Did you have people you knew here?
No, I don't. But I just have my dream. And
wow.
I just follow with myself. Yeah, I've always been by myself. Even when I went to Beijing, I was a foreigner. I went there as a Taiwanese Australian. So there's no Taiwanese embassy there. So I went there with my Australian passport. And then right afterwards, I went to Paris by myself. And it's always very difficult to fuse with a new culture because there's always a new culture clash from the beginning, from one place, or, you know, from the east to the west, you know, and then back to the east. Because in the middle, I had a solo exhibition in Taiwan. So I went back to Taiwan. And then I came to America, and then I had a solo show in Beijing 2 years ago. So I went back there, and then I came back. So it's a lot of back and forth. So it just I feel like maybe I am also really good at adapting. So yeah, that's my also. I like to travel too.
Well, that's good. That certainly helps. Have you gotten a lot of support being here?
Well, in the beginning, when I first studied in Beijing, I have a lot of support from my family. I was 19, and then I went to Paris because the school fee is all free if you can get in. It's the European system. So I still had some support from my parents in terms of paying rent. And just general, you know, food. When I was at Yale, I got a full scholarship, so I didn't have to pay for the school, so it was okay. I got some stuff. I still got some because I was still in school. So, you know, the Asian families, they like to support their children. So I was pretty old. I was already 29. Since I moved to New York, I started to work, and I started to get less support from my parents for the first 2 years, and from the third year, I started to not getting any support. So I started to teach art in different New York City public schools as a teaching artist.
Okay, so actually the other part of the word support that I meant is like emotional support or people.
Well,
you know,
I always have emotional support from my family. And
yeah.
that is very, very important. I feel like, you know, although I'm by myself, but I always have support from them. So no matter what happens, they're always there for me. And I do make some friends in their art schools. So all these colleagues, not all of them actually, because it's a very competitive world. But I do have a lot of friends who are also very supportive. And I met Lucia a couple of years ago, actually 5 years ago. So she's been very, very supportive. She's a curator, and she helped me. She curated a show, and I had my first Queen museum show was in the Queen's Museum. It was a group show. And, I feel very happy that she could help me with
in
that.
In the group show, was this part of the raising temperatures?
Oh no, that was Taiwanese American artist recognition. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then there's another one. I had my second museum show also at the Queen's Museum, but it was only a 1 day show. It was Passport Thursdays at the Queen's Museum, and it's the title was called Interactive Art. So I was collaborating with a video motion designer, Beryl Chen, also again with the music composer Su An Chen, also a Taiwanese American artist, composer. So we made a video that projected onto the my Fofer cut paintings. Well, yeah, relief paintings. So and the audience can actually touch the painting. Yeah.
Okay. So now when you're teaching in the schools, like what are you actually teaching? Just how to are you teaching how to draw, how to paint, and what type of medium?
I actually teach in many mediums, ranging from painting, drawing, basic sculpture, also sometimes installation, and I would like to teach some performance, but I didn't have a chance to get to that yet because of the common core standards which you have to abide to, like that's like a national standard. So sometimes you are a little limited in what you can teach based on the school's requirements. I usually just try to open the student's mind. I don't really want to say I'm a teacher. I just facilitate and make them, you know, I like to talk to them, and it's through this discussion to open their mind to the creative world.
And in terms of, like, materials, I mean, do you like to, when you're dealing with painting, do you like to do oil paint, water, or acrylics?
I think in terms of painting, I would I teach anything like from acrylic to watercolor to even just pencil that can melt into watercolor, that type. And also I teach a lot of collage. I also teach paper cutting, so also the idea of elimination. So not just gluing things on top of a surface, but also, you know, cutting out the surface to create something else, to create different kinds of space.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the age range of the children, from how young to how old?
I have taught college level, but most recently I've been teaching more elementary to high school level, which is pre-K-12. So I teach a very wide range. Yeah.
So in other words, you're not the art teacher. They have you come in and teach. Is that how it works?
I'm a teaching artist, but I don't like to think myself as, you know, the authoritarian teacher that's above them and I know everything. I learn from my students a lot, and that's why I enjoy teaching so much. And sometimes they have all these very creative ideas that, you know, also inspire me to make my art. So I think it's more like going and it's more like having a dialogue with them. But of course, in terms, like, if you want to say really say teach, I guess just maybe some techniques or some tips to, you know, getting more like a traditional like technique or observational skill, maybe that part I can teach a little more. But in terms of creativity, that it's more based on, it's more like an inquiry type space of teaching. So
okay. Have any children or adults that you've taught been able to actually show something anyplace? Got to that point?
I have a colleague now who is showing a lot in France, and he was 2 years below me in Beijing. He's a friend, a colleague. And I helped him with his portfolio to get into my same school in Ecole des Beaux-Arts in Paris. So I'm happy to see his growth. But I don't really see him as my student. It's more like a mentor advice. And a lot of other of my previous colleagues come and I help them with their portfolios and to help them to get into the art colleges they want. And I'm not really sure if they are showing because I've only really been teaching for 7 years. It's not a very long teaching experience compared to a lot of other teachers. So I'm still very young. Yeah.
And let me ask you about the photography, too. I noticed that you're into photography.
Actually, I take photos mostly of just to document. So it's more of like taking photos. And I like to use Instagram. And, yeah, so I observe things and I like to post them on Instagram. But I don't really print them out. I made some scans and I print some of those out, the digital, and I have to take pictures of things and I scan them. And yeah, but I'm not really a professional photographer in that sense. So.
Yeah, and the other thing I also wanted to ask you, tell me your reaction to, was it Crystal Park?
Oh, yes, yeah. It's a great, it's a lovely place. I love that it's like a just another world from New York City where you can just get away for a weekend or just even just a one-day trip. And I just love the fresh air. It's so beautiful. There's this poem, Chinese poem, that's carved into the stone also in the park. And there's this very long bridge that leads you to the center of the lake and all these different ducks and horses around, all these animals and chickens. So, yeah, it's a great place. And it's an artist residency, from my knowledge, made by Tong Chen, also a Taiwanese businessman, but he supports artists a lot, and he's going to make a residency there so that people can apply, artists can apply and make work and stay there and exhibit. So I think I'm really excited about that space.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely, from seeing the other photos, because I couldn't get all the way down there from seeing the photos.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah, it looks very peaceful.
Yes,
very peaceful space.
Serene,
so,
yes.
I was just in my head, I was just imagining having the eggshell piece sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
And then looking out at this to
right,
add to it.
Right, I think that's a great idea. Yes, because the piece is actually made for outdoor that hopefully has some kind of roof on top because it's faux fur covered. So although the light is weatherproof, but if just in case it rains, you know, you don't want people to get rain on. So it's designed also for outdoors. So people, passerby can just see and sit in there and take a break and get some warmth from the material.
Yeah, I'm going to have to interview him at some point. I didn't catch when he said this would be completed. Did he say anything about, do you remember?
No. Well, I think he said it will be completed in at least 1 or 2 more years. So although it looks completed now, but in his mind, there's still a lot of details to polish up. So, yeah. But I'm sure we can visit any time, according to him.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to do that.
Yes. And we'll say hello to the dog, too.
Yes.
Molly. Oh, what's that? Yeah. I remember the dog's name. I forgot the daughter's name, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot her name, too.
I mean, that's not his daughter. That's, right? That's not that wasn't his daughter. That's the daughter of...
Yeah, of his employee.
Yeah, okay.
So cute and very shy, too.
Yes, I know. And she was very adorable. I know that. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
Just for the Crystal Park or anything?
No, about anything.
Well, I'm very grateful that you, I have this opportunity to talk with you and to have some audience at least get to know more about me. No, I don't have anything else to add, unless you have anything else you want to ask.
I'm asking because you know that this is because it's the internet, and you're welcome to take this broadcast. We're live now. It gets archived, and you're welcome to upload, download, whatever it is.
Okay.
Or just have a link, put it on your website, and have other people listen to this. So that's why I'm asking, like, if you wanted add something that we haven't spoken about.
Well, just maybe a couple of sentences.
Sure, go ahead. It's your time. This is
about my
all
work.
All for you.
Well, basically, so maybe the audience is still are not very sure what exactly is my artistic practice. So I'm interested in the exploration of sensations and density that is derived from tactility, time, and details of feminine experiences from everyday life. And I intend to create a more realistic world that can be perceived through elimination and transformation of various materials and forms, such as cut-out faux fur painting relief, plastic painting, glass object, light sculpture, and videos. I investigate new possibilities of forms that elicit audiences a sense of tactility and desire to enter the inner structure and essence of these materials through light, sound, time, touch, and the material world. And inside the internal, the essence of the real may possibly be emptiness. Since 2008, I begin to eliminate faux fur fabric by spontaneously cut out ink and scar-like marks until it is at the finished state. Through a combination of various materials, I hope to make the audience feel a sense of the real. I continue to explore the relation between senses and perceptions, and hope that through my work, it becomes a bridge between the audience and my art. So that's it, my artist statement.
That's absolutely great. And the website?
I am represented by W Ming Art. So it's www.wmingart.com/artist/Catherine-Len. So there are also video works that I made and all of my artworks and all the other press and my CV, bio, everything. On the website, yeah.
So actually, we could also just Google your name and we'll get there too.
Yes, you can just Google my name. You can also Google my Chinese name, which is Lan Chao Zhu. So Catherine Chao Zhu Lan, Chiao-Julan.
Because
okay.
This is, you know, people out in Australia will be able to hear this too. You realize that, right?
Wow, really? That's cool.
You're on the internet. You're live on the internet.
Okay.
And they can log in and listen to this entire...
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So speaking of Australia, I just want to add one last thing. I actually got
of course.
Into Victorian College of the Arts, so yay, that's the best school. Unfortunately, I left halfway and I went to Beijing because my first art professor in Taiwan suggested me to go to China to study because since I am an Asian artist, I need to know more about Asian art. So that is why I left. Yeah, but I actually study in Melbourne in the Victorian College of the Arts. in the painting department for a while, for a little bit.
So anybody you want to say hello to? Listen, here's your opportunity. Anybody somewhere you want to say hello to?
There's this, I think she's the director now, and she was the my drawing teacher. Her name is Jane. So hello, Jane.
And this way, when you send her an email, you could say, you listen to this, and she'll hear you.
Right, say hello, right. Jane. And I hope she will be really proud of me. Yes.
Well, I'm sure everybody's proud of you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, Rila, so thank you for being my guest on the show.
Thank you so much, Molly.
We'll never know with, and I guess, I'm probably pronouncing her first name wrong. It's not Lucia, is it?
I think it is Lucia. Yes. Lucia.
Oh, it is.
It is.
You say Lucia.
Oh yes. Sometimes I say Lucia, or sometimes I say Lucia. Yeah. I get mixed up
I'm asking because
you're
pronouncing Lucia sounds more like Italian.
Oh yes, but I think you can pronounce them either way. Pronounce his name either way.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, yeah. So. Oh, well, thank you so much, Melly, for inviting me for this podcast. Yeah, I'm really grateful for this.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, yes, okay. So that was, again, Catherine Land. And when I see some of her work, I guess that won't be till March, unless Lucia wants to drag me drive there. So I'm going to end this a little bit early. So everybody, I'll have a great day, evening, or whenever you do listen to this broadcast. Okay. Chickens asleep. My cat.